Spano and Black Attack continues for Thursday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. We'll put the phones on hold for a second, and we're joined right now by one of the great power forwards in NBA history. He's the mailman, and he always delivers for you. He's Karl Malone. He joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Karl, good morning. I'm Joe Spano. Welcome to the Attack. It's really great to have you aboard.
How you doing, Joe? And I absolutely love your energy. I love that.
I'm a lot of fun. I really do have an infectious energy, and I have one of the great jobs in the world. And let's talk about some of the things you're doing right now. And you're delivering for everybody. And what you're delivering is awareness about heart disease. Tell us all about it, and tell us where we can go to find out more. So I'll let you take it and run with it for a couple of minutes.
Well, of course you can go to CarlDeliversForYou.com. And you get to see the opportunity to view my story. I have a partnership with AstraZeneca, so we've got a campaign now that we're launching that basically tell you a lot of things you need to know about it. But my mom passed from a heart attack, so it's near and dear to my heart. So my mom was a very private person, so if she would have had an opportunity to have her medicine, her high blood pressure medicine, delivered to her door, it could have been different outcomes. So it's Black History Month, number one. It's American Heart Month, number two. And African Americans are more prone to heart attacks or heart disease. So the professional word is hypertension, and which is called high blood pressure. You know, and I'm excited with AstraZeneca because I partnered with a company that believe in this. And if that one person, they have an opportunity to visit CarlDeliversForYou.com, and they can get some information. It's worth it to me. So my mom was my matriarch. She was my everything. So when I lost my mom, everybody said, oh, it get better every day. It don't get better every day. We just cope with it and we move on. But to have an opportunity to help that one person, it's exciting to me. And it's not just an African-American problem. It's a world problem. I talked to Randy Cross earlier, and he told me that it's near and dear to his heart because he's been seeing his cardiologist a lot. So I'm excited to have an opportunity, but I'm also more excited to have a partnership like AstraZeneca that believe in the same thing that I believe in.
Excellent, Karl. I think you've done a great job of getting everything out there about the message about heart awareness and, you know, heart health. And I think the big thing that people have to realize as well before we roll this forward a little bit is regular doctor visits. As you get up there, make sure you get to your cardiologist as well. Get these tests. They can discover these things. And, you know, early discovery is a key to everything. You're asking a lot of AstraZeneca and as far as their help with the pharmaceutical aspects. But some of this is on you, the human being, for early detection, awareness, and regular doctor visits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The main thing is you have to be honest with your doctor. You know, when you having a conversation with your friends, they're not your doctor. They're going to give you great advice maybe if they understand it. But you got to talk to your doctor. When you sit in front of your doctor, you got to have an honest conversation with them. Everybody say, well, how do I know if I'm at risk? Well, number one, it's you. It's your health. It's your heart health. So when you get in front of your doctor, they're a professional. You have to talk to your doctor about honest things because obviously it is a huge problem. Like I said earlier, it's not just an African-American problem. You know, it's a world problem. It's something we need to address. But like you said, you have to take ownership on yourself because it is your body, your life. But it's also you. We all can be educated on it more. So you just got to be honest with your doctor. When you sit down before, tell them, and we go from there. But you have to do that. You have to be honest. My mom would just clam up when she went to see the doctor. So now she have an opportunity. People have an opportunity now to go to a webpage, CarlDeliversForYou.com, and get all the information they need, family activities, diets, and everything, and exercise, you know, stuff like that. That's just one of the things about being healthy.
Well, Karl, and that's the voice of Karl Malone, one of the great power forwards in the history of the NBA, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's talk about your great career a little bit. You did everything. Every single thing that an NBA player could do. Even got to the NBA Finals. You didn't win
three
it.
Times.
How much does – yeah, I know. How much does that stick in your craw? You know, I never played at that level in any sport. I was a pretty good athlete back in the day. But how does it feel to get right to the precipice of the top of the mountain and you just can't get over. Does it leave that taste in your mouth, or do you kind of get past it and you can revel in all the success that you have had?
Well, look, we all as human beings, it's natural. When you're a competitor, you know, you always say, you know, I did this and I did that. But you know what? Real competitor, guys that lay it out there on the line every single night, yeah, you think about it. I'm not going to sit there and lie to you and say, oh, just didn't win it. No, no, no. You want to win. And you play you play competitive sport to win. Unfortunately, in the business that a lot of us in, when you're competitive, it's got to be winners or losers. I got there three times, and I didn't win it. So absolutely leave a bad taste in your mouth. But that was just one part of my life. That was one part of my career, you know. And, of course, you think about it. It's not every day, and I don't go to bed every night. Oh, God, woulda, coulda, shoulda. But sometimes the true message of a person is you got to win with dignity and pride. You can't be an idiot and rant and rave and how great you were, but you also got to lose with dignity and pride. I don't like losing. Look, if that memo somebody sent out that it's okay to lose, that's a bunch of, as I say, hogwash if you're from the South. You know what I'm talking about. But, I love to win, didn't win, but I tell you what, it was a great ride. It was a great journey. I feel I gave Utah and the Lakers that one year every single thing I had. And my whole thing is I wanted to try to be a professional athlete all the time, meaning I wanted to train that if I got a call in the middle of the summer, I could give you 20 or 30 unbelievable minutes by being in shape. And you told that to the fans as well. So it's just part of it. Three times I didn't, but that do not make you a winner and loser in life. I love to compete, and it's just one of those rides.
I think you made a couple of interesting points in there, not the least of which, and I think our youth of today and the parents of that youth should realize, this is me getting on my soapbox a little bit, life does not give you a participation trophy. I think you made some very good points about sometimes in life there's winners and losers, and that's just the way it is. Right. I think that's a good message to send to everybody as well.
Well, absolutely. And here's what I say also to you. You know, as parents, we got to stop living through our kids. I believe, and I get on my soapbox, I believe all of this year-round sports are not good for athletes. A lot of these young kids now are getting burnt out. I don't believe in all that. I believe in moderation. I think just playing every sport in high school, even though you're a great athlete, you're setting yourself up somewhere down the line that you could be burnt out. And I think our parents, we should be parents and stop saying, God, I would have been a hell of a football player. I would have been a hell of a this right here. No, let your kids enjoy being young kids. But also, it is a competitive sport. That's why we do what we do, and that's who we are. But you know what? It's a shirt out there to say that I don't like. It's a basketball is life. No, basketball is not life. Life is real events and real things, so I would love for our youth to enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey, but keep it in perspective on what you need to do. And our parents, let's sort of be their friends sometime and not their coach all the time.
Great message from Karl Malone. Let's talk about the current edition Utah Jazz. They're acquiring some real quality young talent. It's not showing necessarily in wins and losses in the ultra-competitive Western Conference. How far away you think they are before they're able to turn the corner and it really starts showing in wins and they can try making, you know, perhaps getting into the playoffs in that ultra-tough Western Conference?
I'll make it really quick for you. I love big guys. We got some big guys with Ennis, Favors, and Gobert. I love where we're headed. We got some young point guard. I'm excited. I'm jazzed to the core, and I absolutely love what they're doing and what they're going to do, and I'm excited about it.
Well, I think that's very well said, Carl. So it's looking up, and it won't take as long as the record right now indicates, because you know this better than many, and I'll let you speak on this quickly before we get you out the door and let you stay on schedule. You could turn the corner pretty quick. It may look lost at one point. Next thing you know, one more piece comes in, and the young group grows together, and the next thing you know, they go from a 30-win team to a 50-win team at the blink of an eye.
Absolutely. But the key to it is staying healthy. That's in every sport. If you stay healthy, you got a chance. Thank you.
My pleasure, Carl. Thanks for a few minutes. Go spread the word. We'd love to talk to you more down the line and spend a little more time with you, because there's a lot more I'd like to explore with you. Thanks for a few
Absolutely.
Minutes.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.